I'll start things off. Roger Leisner, Radio Free Maine. Noam, earlier we had a discussion, and I didn't realize your daughter has been in Nicaragua for almost 15 years now. And a lot has happened in Nicaragua, and of course, back in the 80s, it was one of our, you know, major points in our foreign policy. Have you been to Nicaragua recently? And if so, can you tell us about what the living situations are there, and what is the status of the Sandinista movement now?
Yeah, we go mainly to see friends and see my children, grandchildren mainly. You know, children don't matter at this age. It's the grandchildren you want to see. But so we go. My wife and I were down there a couple months ago. She stayed down for about 10 days. I'd come back. Well, since 1990, the country's going into a tailspin. It's now the second poorest country in the hemisphere. Actually, it's competing with Guatemala for the rank of second poorest country in the hemisphere. The poorest is Haiti, and Nicaragua has fallen to the second level. It's also considered an economic miracle in the normal technical sense. You know, you drive down main streets of Managua, big banks, big supermarkets, stores with flashy, you know, you buy anything you want, and so on. So it's an economic miracle, except for the population, for whom it's now a total disaster. And that's been a very sharp decline since 1990, and a very typical change. In fact, you know, again, it's a real tribute to the educational system.